Making Friends. Fruit, Flowers, and Faith. Lona Fisher and Asanatha Lesuma of Tavayuni, Fiji. By Margaret Snyder. Lona Fisher, 9, and Asanatha Lesuma, 10, live on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Even though Tavayuni is the third largest of more than 300 islands in Fiji, you can drive from one end to the other in less than half a day. Mangoes, papayas, bananas, pineapples, and coconuts grow here, and primary children sing Popcorn Popping on the Mango Tree, Lona's favorite song. The Tangimothea flower grows at the top of the highest mountain on Tavayuni, near a lake, waterfalls, and a rainforest. This rare and beautiful flower is said to grow nowhere else in the world. But unlike the Tangimothea, Lona and Asenatha are not isolated as they grow in the gospel. They both come from loving families and attend the Somosomo Tavayuni branch. They live near each other, but in different villages, and they attend different schools. Lona attends Tavayuni Central Indian School, where she is taught half the day in English and the other half in Hindi. She is fluent in both languages and also knows some Fijian. At Asenatha School, the students study and speak in English in the mornings. In the afternoons, they speak Fijian as they learn about Fiji and its history. After school, Lona helps her mother by washing dishes and helping take care of her brothers, Alfred, 7, and Joshua, 3. "It's not easy," she exclaims. Her brothers are very active. Alfred likes soccer, so they often play that. Lona also plays netball, a game similar to basketball, and likes playing dolls with her cousins. She loves her dog, Buso. "He follows us everywhere we go, even to church," she says. When Asenatha comes home from school, she washes her uniform and hangs it up to dry. Recently, there was not enough rain, and water faucets could be turned on only at certain times of the day. Water had to be collected and stored in a barrel, and the whole family had to plan ahead to be sure there was enough water when they needed it. Like Lona, Asenatha helps her mother around the house and takes care of her brothers, Meli, 9, and Josefa, 3, and her sister, Medesiana, 6. Three of her cousins also live with them, Irene, 17, Katarina, 13, and Seda, 8. Asenatha enjoys playing with them after she finishes her chores. They run races and play catch, netball, and a game they call tehe, which is similar to tag. Lona and Asenatha both like to dance. Their branch practiced square dances to perform at an activity and wore costumes sewn for the event. Afterward, the costumes could be worn as church dresses. Lona loves the gospel and knows it's the same all over the world. Her grandfather has been ill and is living in Australia while he receives treatments. When visiting him, Lona goes to primary there. She says it's different in Australia because there are many different classrooms and classes divided by age. In the Somosomo branch, primary classes are held all together, but the lessons are the same. Asenatha loves the gospel too and plans to serve a mission. To prepare herself, she prays, attends church, and reads the scriptures. She looks forward to attending the temple when she's older, even though the temple is 20 hours away by ferry boat. Then, someday, she hopes to be married there and see her future family grow strong in the gospel, the way she and Lona are growing now. Note: Margaret Snyder is a member of the Hagen Park Ward, Sacramento, California, Cordova Stake. End of note. End of Making Friends, Fruit, Flowers, and Faith, Lona Fisher and Asenatha Lesuma of Tavayuni, Fiji, by Margaret Snyder.